Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, January the 14th, 2026. 14 minutes past the hour, and we thank the former governor of the state of Ohio, 68th governor of the state of Ohio, Ted Strickland, for being on in hour number one. And I'll tell you, I've always said this about Governor Strickland. He is accessible. He will give his opinion. And a lot of people who were in office at his level and are currently in office certainly do not express their opinions the way that Governor Strickland does. So we thank him for coming on. Whether you like or dislike his opinions, you've got to say that he certainly gives them. Phone lines are open this particular hour, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to what Governor Strickland said last hour or any of the topics that we discussed, I think it's very interesting. The House Oversight Committee and now the OSU sexual abuse victims at the hands of Dr. Richard Strauss will get to subpoena Les Wexner, billionaire, philanthropist here in Ohio, big time name. I thought Governor Strickland's take on Les Wexner was very interesting. So there you have it. We talked a little more about the shooting in Minneapolis. Now there's a story that is not leaving the headlines by any stretch of the imagination. That story just keeps on going and going and going. Oh, and I want to say a little bit about yesterday's show. Because yesterday, as I said, Monday night, I did not get a chance to be physically present at City Council, but we talked about it yesterday. And we also talked about the America 250, you know, people who are honored, so on and so forth. And people certainly have their opinions on that, and that's fine. I don't begrudge anybody their opinion. What I was trying to express yesterday, if anybody is confused on this, is not a political opinion, and it's not a it's not a knock on anybody. What I was trying to express was, I don't think you talk about somebody when they're not in the room for 90 minutes, disparaging them in front of a group of people, especially when you know the media is there. You can feel that somebody does a terrible job. But I mean, how many times in our own life do we say it to our face? You know, that didn't happen Monday, and that's why I feel it was a show, and, you know, that's it. Take it the way you want it. That has nothing to do with your party affiliation. I would think that no matter who did it, and that was done to the auditor on Monday night, I just think is that that's not a political thing. That's not a political policy. That is just basic human courtesy. And by the way, I've never seen anybody talk to the mayor that way or anybody else sitting over in that box. So, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if that's how you feel you should talk to people, maybe you should start talking to everybody like that. And also, maybe you should ask yourself, would you like to be talked to like that? And would you like to be talked about like that when you're not in the room? You know, something to think about here. Simple human decency and courtesy. Doesn't take a whole lot of guts to trash somebody when they're not in the room. Especially when you don't even know why they're not in the room, which they did not know. And again, thank God for Law Director Mark Russell for stepping in and trying to stop that on Monday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever you like. So, that's that. That's my soliloquy on that. You know, something I did want to bring up here this morning was that, and again, this is just Facebook stuff, but there was a circus, I guess. Was there a circus yesterday in Marion or the night before or something like that? I know there was a circus around here recently. Were there people protesting the use of live animals at the circus? Because somebody showed me this, and it was not from a credible news site, to say the least. But I thought, well, is that really happening, or is that not really happening? Is somebody trying to be funny? You know, I don't know. But I can tell you that the person who gave me the information, or who showed me the posting on social media, thought that it tended to be real, but I don't know that it ever happened. So, again, this comes back to news. If you are trying to be a news site, do not mislead people. You can't mislead people half the time and try to be some kind of comedian and then come back and say, well, I'm the news on this particular subject. I don't even know what that was, and I don't know if people were protesting. But, you know, did anybody hear anything about this or see anything on this? I certainly wasn't at the circus. 740-383-9944. Not that circuses are not fun. I would go to a circus, possibly. You never know. But I don't know if that was a mislead or if that was somebody trying to be funny, or if it was actual truth. You know, it just seemed like one of those issues where, here again, let's write something that could be true. We're doing it from a comedic end, and let's try to mislead people. Get them up in arms. I don't know. Apparently nobody has any information on this, so I'm starting to think that maybe it didn't happen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It would be very hard for me to imagine that there was a protest, and I think this was even a little shot at the protests that have been going on around the country in regard to the Minnesota shooting by the ICE officers. So, I don't know. Apparently nobody goes to the circus in Marion because nobody has any information on this. But if you have anything, let me know. 740-383-9944. And again, I do know the site that posted it, and I'm not going to say that because, again, why give anybody publicity who really doesn't deserve it? I don't think we need any more people misled in Marion, Ohio than already are. So here we are. So I'm just asking. Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. Now, also, just a touch, since we've done the auditor thing here this morning. I think it's done, since we've done the auditor conversation. I also want to say that the comments about that I was making yesterday about the America 250 celebration here in Marion, it all had to do, not to chew our own food here again, but basically what it had to do with, they've chosen four people to honor in the month of January. Although, I don't know where they're honoring. Is this a newspaper thing? Nobody's fully explained this to me. Are people being honored in the newspaper? Because, you know, we're halfway through January tomorrow. And I don't know how you get four people in before the end of the month. Is it happening in the newspaper? Is it happening on social media? I don't even know where this thing is taking place because it doesn't really tell you where these people are going to be honored. But the first four people are Mary Ellen Withrow, Jim Thorpe, I believe it's Dr. Frederick Smith, the man who founded Smith Clinic, former mayor, former congressman. He's probably the least known name in that list because of, well, he's been gone quite a while now. And I don't think probably ever had national popularity like a Jim Thorpe did, where books were written about him and, you know, an Olympian, an NFL player, and Charlie Evers. Now, all my point was yesterday was that when your criteria is Marion originals, I would think being born in Marion for the first four people might qualify. And I assume this is going to go on 52 weeks this year. And as near as I can tell, Mary Ellen, now I don't know where Jim Thorpe was born, to be honest with you, but it seems like some of these people weren't born in Marion, and the only one that I could particularly cite was Charlie, because I knew Charlie well. He was born in Bucyrus, and he was very proud of being born in Bucyrus. So I just felt that that was an odd pick, and an odd pick also from the idea that the other three had seemingly done things, had been well-known on the state level, and two of them the national level. Mary Ellen, Jim Thorpe were known on the national level. Dr. Smith, known on the state level. You know, Charlie, very beloved in Marion, but, you know, he wasn't Gary Burbank, let's put it that way, known in that way. Or who else is a big radio personality in Ohio known statewide? Who are the big radio statewide personalities? I'm not even sure. See, that's how much I listened to radio when I was younger. But that was all I was saying. And, you know, that's... I'm glad that people are being honored. I'm interested to know who the other 48 people are going to be. But, you know, I just think of people like Marilyn Meskey, Miss America. Certainly she would have been known on the national level. President Harding, I'm sure he's going to be in there somewhere. Certainly he would have been known on the national level. Florence Harding gets left out of everything. Here's a First Lady of the United States. She was known on the national level. Norman Thomas, there's a name people forget because of time, but the first socialist to run for president from Marion, Ohio. We have an historic marker here in Marion where his birthplace was. He was known nationally at one point in his life. He's not on the list. So I just think, and then I looked at the group who are choosing these people. And this is done by committee. And as I said yesterday, I think if you ask the people on that committee, they probably don't even know where the people were born. So that's all I'm saying about that. But you know what? I guess the end result is honor who you want, do what you want. Certainly what I say is not going to change it. And well, that's right. Harding was not born in Marion. Harding, Mary out there, let me know. Harding wasn't born in Marion. So there's an, you know, wouldn't the first four be people who were born in Marion County? You know, I don't know. Okay, let's see here. I'm getting Dr. Frederick Smith was born in Shanesville. Well, there's another one who wasn't born in Marion County. And Jim Thorpe was born in Oklahoma. I didn't think... So isn't it a little odd that three of the first four honorees were not even born in Marion? The only person born in Marion in that list is Mary Ellen Withrow. I mean, Marilyn Meskey was born in Marion. I do know that. Norman Thomas was born in Marion. I know that. You know, it's just a weird list to me. I don't know. But just to be clear, everybody on that list deserves to be honored. I just thought it was a weird list. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. You're talking about how this is political, the 250 is, and I'm starting to go through here and reading the names of the people that are on the board, and, well, I'd have to say I agree with you.
And that's all I'm saying.
We've got the mayor, and we've got Mark Davis, and we've got, I mean, are they great Marion historians?
I could tell you if I asked the mayor or Mark Davis where Charlie Evers or Dr. Frederick Smith was born, they're not going to have any idea.
Okay, we've got Bill Collins, Bodine, Mark Davis. I like Heidi Jones. She's a very good person, but she comes from the social services world. I don't know what her personal interest is in history. She might be quite astute. I don't know. We have someone from Marion Tech. We have Alan Wilson.
See, it's the same people.
I just pulled up briefly. I'm not even getting everyone's, and the names that I'm not mentioning, I don't know, so I don't know what they're... Well, I'll just read them to you. We've got Collins, we've got Bodine, we've got Davis, Heidi Jones from the Chamber, Mike Augenstein, Wendy Wittenthal, Wendy... I don't know how to say that last name, P-E-T-R-I-E. Sherry Hall, Robin Rick, Diane Watson, Valerie Wigton, Cheryl Wickersham, Alan Wilson, Brandy Wilson, Randy Winland, and others from local organizations.
So basically, it's the politicians and the head of the social clubs.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, nothing wrong with that. I mean, if that's what you want to do, whatever. But
okay, I've got. Nikki Workman from the County Board of DD, Bev Ford.
Convention Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, well, former director of the palace.
As well, yep.
So we've got, Kate McLeese from Marion Community Foundation.
Yep.
Bev Ford, Collins, Bodine, Davis, Heidi Jones, Augenstein and Wichtenthal from Marion Tech. We've got... I don't know how to say her last name, P-E-T-R-I-E, and Sherry Hall from the Harding site. Robin Rick from the Daughters of the American Revolution, Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library, Valerie Wigton from the Women's Club Home, Cheryl Wickersham and Alan Wilson from downtown Marion, Brandy Wilson and Randy Winland from the Marion County Historical Society. Two people.
Right, and somebody made a point to me this morning, and I think this is a valid point, that even though these people weren't born, I think my point is not getting across on this for some reason. Yes, it's great that these people did their things in Marion or started in Marion. Jim Thorpe, you know, Charlie, and Dr. Smith. So, you know, no issue there. I'm just saying the first four, and if you're putting that under the heading of Marion originals.
Be from Marion.
Yeah, people who are from Marion. And the other thing that irked me about it.
Or, like, the people that got here first and helped found it, you know, like, maybe we could.
What about Eber Baker?
Maybe we could consider them OGs from Marion. Because Marion didn't exist before them, so, I mean, no one was really born here because it didn't exist, so we could go back that far and even call them originals, but...
Well, somebody
who... If you're getting to, like, notable Marionites, then those people would qualify, I believe, but...
Like I say, two people who I just said who would check every box, being from Marion... nationally known, brought the national spotlight on Marion, are Marilyn Meskey and Norman Thomas. And neither one of them are amongst the first four. Now, to me, that's problematic. Now, after the first four, however you want to do the next 48, I don't care. Notable people, whatever. I don't think there's a ranking system here. But for the first four, I thought the first four should have at least been people born in Marion, or people...
Founders of Marion.
Yes.
Yeah, like... Yes.
It just seemed like an odd list.
I happened to pull this list up, and I see that downtown Marion got a grant because some of these places are doing specialized programs for the 250 program, or for the 250 celebration. in downtown Marion got a grant for doing a Taste of Time festival. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, here's something, and maybe I'm not coming across nicely, and that's okay. I mean, God knows we aren't all the time, but I'm giving you my honest opinion on this. I mean, you got to give me some points for that.
Well, nothing wrong with telling the truth, Spears.
Well, and here's the thing. You know what? You want to honor these people? Again, I don't even know where they're being honored. I read the face. Is it social media? Are they going to be in the paper? Where are they being honored?
I'm on the actual website. This is the Marion Community Foundation. Actually, this is the grants that they've given. So I don't even know if they have their own page or Facebook page or what it is. But my issue with this is that there seems to be a lot of money surrounding it, and it's not all from the Marion Community Foundation. I know there's government money that's involved also. So I kind of wonder, you know, when you see the steering committee, whose buddies are going to be getting the money for the the parade, the Taste of Time and history things, you know, how is this going to benefit people? I just saw $50,000 for something.
Well, here's the thing. You know what? And it's still a little comical because everybody knows how long I worked with Charlie. And if you tune on before my show any morning, you're going to hear a repeat of Charlie Evers. And it's been mm-hmm. that way ever since he left us in 2020. And maybe I did come. Maybe he was the one I singled out yesterday. But if you want to do something with your money, and I've always felt this was a little disgraceful to Marion, to be honest with you. Charlie Evers created Buckeye Chuck, and we'll celebrate that in a big way coming up here in less than a month. Every year it is. It's reported in media all across the country. How often does Charlie's name get mentioned in those articles? Is there a plaque anywhere in this town? Because people do come from other states to see this on February 2nd. Is there anything that gives Charlie Evers credit for starting this tradition that's went on for 50 years, that's disgraceful.
You know what's really strange that you said that is because when you were talking about what may or may not have been people protesting circuits that may or may not have happened, I thought of PETA and them protesting the groundhog.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And that's how we've evolved into... Do we even use a groundhog anymore, or do we just pretend like he never came out of his...
No, I think the groundhog's back, but now it's run by a...
An ethical
organization. Yes, 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 yes.
And then that brings up a whole other topic. Yeah, but this as I'm going through here and reading, there's a lot of money involved in that America 250 program, and some of the things that some of the organizations that have gotten money, I'm not exactly sure... But they seem to be the organizations that always get money for a different reason. And this time they just got money for the 250th anniversary of the United States. So it's interesting now that I start looking into it that it seems to have turned into what everything else turns into in this county, a mutual admiration society, I think is what Terry calls them.
Yeah,
same people on the boards. And the same organizations getting money to do. I mean, there's a couple of different ones in there that I don't normally see, but yep, they're the same people getting money, and then, like you said, we're getting people that aren't even from. That's the issue: is it being true to its purpose of celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States and everything that got us to where we are as towns and states in the country. Is it being true to that, or is it going to be used, again, as a way for them to meet and have breakfast and pat each other on the back and let's do this? And because the things I'm saying aren't necessarily community inclusive, but that's just my interpretation, so others will have to determine for themselves if they think they are or not.
You know, that's, and again, I, you know what, maybe that'll be my new crusade in life. I mean, we do our own little groundhog thing here, and we have a lot of fun with it, you know, unmasking the groundhog and the pizza and all that, and we like it. But, you know, there's no doubt in our mind that Buckeye Chuck has been going on for a long time, and people come from out of state to participate in that, and it's reported across the country. Well, it hasn't been, which I also can't figure out. I don't know if they're just not getting good press or what's going on. But, you know, the fact that a man who has been gone now for nearly 6 years has never been given the credit for that, and by the way, wasn't given the credit the last 20 years of his life for it, I always found that one of the most disrespectful things. I mean, how many people...
Who did he make angry?
Huh?
Who did he make angry?
Well, exactly. I mean, I know some of the behind the scenes. I guess they'll be in the book one day. But
so you know the reason why.
Yeah, there's some reasoning. There's some reasoning. Yeah.
On a plaque somewhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that just petty, though? I mean, people that really did and have contributed to the community can't get a plaque. And then people, because of who they know, they're sitting on boards of history for the... And I mean, there are people that I know that are far more qualified when it comes to history and historical type things. Now, they may not be able to throw the best trail or little, you know, flyer together. I'm reading some of this stuff here, and I'm just like, wow. January is Marion's First and Originals. February is Marion Works. March is Marion Entertainers, or Marion Entertains, I'm sorry. April is Marion Moves, and it has a bus and a train and an airplane. May is Marion Creates, and I can't tell what the heck that's... Oh, it's a violin.
Well, see, there you go.
Marion Outdoors is June. Marion Gathers. It has a picnic basket. August is Marion Goes to the Fair. September is Marion Plays, and it has, like, soccer ball, football, basketball. October is Marion Food and Farms. November is Marion Serves with an American flag. And December is Marion's Future.
Well, see,
and
now,
it
right
there. It looks like the same font that we use for absolutely everything else. So if I had to guess, this is made by Mike Bodine.
Well, now, see, now there you go. Now Marion, sport, the one that related to sports. Now,
that
see, that would
Marion
be.
Plays in September.
Yeah, that would be a good one for Jim Thorpe. And the Entertains, was that in there? Did I hear that?
That is March.
Yeah.
Marion Entertains.
Well, that would be a good one for Charlie Evers.
Yes.
So I don't understand.
You need to get a hold of your buddy Bodine.
Well, I just don't know. Spend some of that 250, whatever they, 250 money from the federal government, and for God's sake, get Charlie a sign. You know, I mean, let's do some things around here and honor some people. I mean, listen, there are, where is the sign that, I mean, you know, she is a friend of mine, but where's the sign that honors Mary Ellen Withrow in this town?
No, we definitely should have something.
Nothing. We have nothing.
I mean, and if we look around, Marion, she's the most accomplished person amongst us.
I mean, if you really want to honor these people, you know what?
And I don't know her, though, Scott. I've never met her.
No.
And I consider her the most accomplished amongst us. I mean, Harding is gone, but he would be, like, the second most notable nationwide. Not amongst the Marionites. I'm talking about nationwide. So the fact that we don't honor her, I mean, you know, like I said, if you ask Bill Clinton who she was, he would know.
Well, you just sent her a letter on her birthday.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he wouldn't know who else was named. I don't even know who you said. Some of those people that were named, though. I mean,
that doctor, yeah. Dr. Frederick Smith. Nobody's going to know him, sadly.
The Smith Clinic, but I wouldn't know what his exact accomplishments were. But the fact that we don't have anything here to honor her is pretty...
Well, and you know what bothers me about that? Because anybody who's lived in Marion will remember this, is that... when she was Treasurer of the United States, Jack Kellogg commissioned road signs. As you came into Marion, it said "Home of Mary Ellen Withrow." Now
I remember those.
Yes. Now somebody took those down. Now why in the world would
were
you?
Were they in the city or on state property?
I guess they would have probably been on the highway, I'm guessing.
Okay. You know how ODOT does not care. They do not care.
Well,
I mean, it's something we could lobby. I think maybe we should throw something at the entrance to the city. Maybe. I don't know. It's not necessarily county or something noticeable. In Delaware, there's the Coughlins. If anybody follows any type of racing, and they might have, if you've heard of Jegs, I'm sure people have heard of Jegs.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's the Coughlin family. So Jeg Coughlin was the founder, and his son, Jeg Jr. is like an 8-time world champ. When you drive into Delaware, there's a sign that says home of 8-time world champion drag racer Jed Coughlin. And if he can get a sign in Delaware, I don't see why a U.S. treasurer can't get a sign in Marion. Maybe we should make that our new fight, Spears, and do a GoFundMe. And, well, hey, we raised the money, now you need to do it.
Well, I would bet you dollars to donuts, because I know the city doesn't throw anything away. I would bet you those signs are in some garage somewhere in this city. And
some collector... In this city, though, maybe some collector somewhere bought them on eBay.
Well, I've never seen them. I bet they're somewhere there, because I doubt... I'm still not even sure why they were taken down, like I said, but I'm sure the day they were taken down, they were just put in somewhere, and nobody has even thought about it since. So, you know, that those signs could reemerge would be a nice thing. Now, I don't know what
we should have something somewhere. For the woman.
Yes. So if you want to honor people throughout this year.
But now I'm brainstorming. Where should it be? Where should we put it? We need to, part of our plan, we need to lobby where we're going to put it. We can't just go say we want this done. We need to propose an idea of where we're going to have it and what it should look like. So we need to put some thought into this.
Well, if you can't.
It needs to be noticeable, more so than a cardinal statue.
Right. Well, my fear, it's interesting because obviously a high
Founders
traffic.
Park.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's it. But, I see, I'm thinking of a high traffic...
Why couldn't she have a little...
What about a high traffic area?
High traffic, you said. Could it? Why couldn't she have just a little something on the corner somewhere in honor of, you know, U.S. treasurer, local treasurer, something. They've got a sign about Scott Scherzer and Mayor Kellogg that cost us $4,200 that the letters are peeling on. Why couldn't we get her a nice little... marble something or another.
Well, and also, you know, here's the thing, and this is what I really gauge it by.
I'm being serious, too. Now that I've thought about it, I think it's disgraceful.
It is. And here's the thing, and I'm not even, how should I say this? Here's the point, I guess, in general, is that I'm all for honoring people, but what does it mean? And I do not like that Marilyn Meskey's been forgotten. However you feel about Miss America, when she won it was a gigantic deal.
It was a gigantic deal up until the 80s or so, and then, you know, we all started kind of taking a different look at pageants in the 90s and the early 2000s, and now we all view them differently, but... I remember being a kid and gathering around and watching the TV and waiting to see who Miss America, Miss USA was going to be.
Well,
but yes, it was a huge deal, especially to be from Marion.
And I believe she won it in the 30s or 40s, and she was also a 2-time Miss Ohio. I don't know that there's ever been a 2-time Miss Ohio. But, and again, now here's another thing. Name how many cities are in... let's say counties. How many counties are in the United States of America? A lot. There's only a chance of 45 counties having a president from them. So now you're down to 45. How many have a president, a treasurer of the United States, and a Miss America? I bet you we're the only one. Now you want to honor Marion, Ohio. Talk about that.
That is some interesting history. When you think about it, because when you put those three together, yeah, that only 45 counties could have had a president. Well, we had a couple of I'm trying to do the math in my head that some of them repeated, but skipped, but only Trump and somebody else, and I can't remember who that was. But yeah, that's would be some interesting math. I think we need to put it together, a Mary Ellen lobby, and we need to... raise funds and awareness and figure out where we're going to put a nice monument for her. And it should, I mean, clearly it should be downtown because it is where the center of life is in Marion, Ohio. But what school did Mary Ellen go to?
Harding.
Okay. Maybe something should be out there on the Harding property.
Well, they did name a room for her at Harding. That was recent.
As a citizen, I can't just go to that room whenever I'd like. They have their
right,
little, you
right.
know what? It's becoming more and more clear to me They have their little flower garden thing out there behind the school where they encourage people to walk and such. And they also just did the one over there, well, they should be in the process of the one over by Garfield Elementary School on the west side in the Whirlpool area. Maybe there could just be a little marker there, you know, Marion, Ohio, the home of Mary Ellen Withrow, the, I don't remember what number treasurer she was, but there's two areas that would involve the school, so the city, you wouldn't have the political aspect of it. It would be historical, so it would tie in with education. And then they have their nice butterfly pollinator gardens that I think the public are allowed to use when, because they're far enough away from the schools that you're not considered a threat. So.
Right. So, you know.
I just put together a plan.
There we go. Well, and it would honor these people. And I guess I just.
An Marion original.
A Marion original. There you go.
A Marion original.
We'll work on it.
And bye, Scott.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I know we had somebody trying to call in there. The phone lines are open now, and we do have 11 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in. We're always interested to hear what other people have to say here on the program. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes, and we're doing that today.
Yes, Naomi, thank you for giving me credit for the Marion Mutual Admiration Society.
Yes, so what's your feeling on all this 250 and the names and the honorings and all this?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's awesome.
I know, we're all jumping for joy, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Geez, you know, I just did famous people from Marion, Ohio on a Google search. Would you like to hear the results?
Yes, let's hear some of these people.
Well, here's one, entertainment and arts. Anybody remember Aaron Ralston? He's an outdoorsman and motivational speaker best known for surviving a canyoneering accident by amputating his own arm, a story depicted in the film 127 Hours.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's Elsie Janis, 1889 to 1956, a famous singer, songwriter, and actress who entertained troops during World War I, earning the nickname Sweetheart of the AEF.
Oh, that's a good one.
And here's one that's it blows my mind. I can't believe he's from Marion, Ohio. George Sakaris. He was in West Side Story. Actor and dancer who won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Bernardo in the 61 film West Side Story.
And he was born here.
That's what it, according to this.
See, because I know some. Now, here's the problem. I've seen lists of people born or from, I guess they say, from Marion, and I've seen John Dean on there. He was not born or from Marion.
He was a student at Harding.
He did live here for a period of time. And I've also seen Huey Lewis. He was not born here. He lived
Rod
here.
Rod Serling, he was up from
Antioch.
Antioch, and did an internship.
So sometimes I see these people as being born in Marion. They did spend time here when they were young, but they were not born here.
And Warren Harding was born in Blooming Grove.
That's true. Absolutely.
So now, athletes and sports personalities. O.J. McDuffie.
Yes.
Former NFL wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins and an All-American at Penn State. Aubrey Huff. Remember her? A Major League Baseball first, remember him, a Major League Baseball first baseman and two-time World Series champion with the San Francisco Giants.
By the way, Larry Barnett, Marion County.
But he wasn't born in Marion, was he?
Well, does it have to be the city? I mean, he was in Marion County, wasn't he?
That's the distinction. You know, it's like love your city. Now, people that aren't from Marion... Oh, love your city. Yeah, I love Pittsburgh. You know, I love San Diego.
Well, I'll tell
that's
you.
The ambiguity, is it, you know?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, it's here's what's good.
Another athlete, et cetera, Jim Jordan.
Oh, well, there
American
you go.
Politician, former two-time NCAA national champion wrestler, and college wrestling coach.
Well, here's the thing. Even though I guess maybe people see this as maybe a more negative conversation, the way it started, you know what? I'm glad we're talking about all these people because I know a lot of the people listening, much like myself, probably have no idea where these people were born, and a lot of people have no idea even who some of these people were. Like this Dr. Fredericks...
I would suggest just do a Google search. Famous people born in Marion, Ohio.
Well, like
another
this,
one.
Well, like
ever hear of George Fann? D F A N N.
No.
College football Hall of Fame coach.
Well, like this Dr. Frederick Smith. I mean, I had never heard that name. And not only did he found the Smith Clinic, he was a mayor here in the early 1900s, and he was also a U.S. congressman. I've never.
He lived in a very modest home. Over on Brightwood Boulevard, Avenue, whatever.
Oh, and by the way, if we're talking about radio, I think every radio personality in this town would agree, Bob Mason. Now, he was not born in Marion, but he started WMRN 85 years ago. He's buried in Marion. He's buried very close to President Harding.
You know, here's one of a couple under industry and civic leaders. Edward Huber.
Oh, yes, there you go.
Huber. You could say Charles Sawyer, founder of Major Sanatorium and Presidential Physician.
Presidential doctor,
yeah. I didn't know he was presidential physician.
Where was Florence Harding born?
George Albert is another one.
Here's a bad tipper. Where was Florence Harding born?
who cares?
You don't care about the First Lady?
We've got the Marion Power Shovel. The most important thing, the Marion Power Shovel was instrumental in digging deep to get the Panama Canal and going as high as the moon.
Yeah, but what?
Because NASA doesn't take off without the crawler that was constructed, designed, engineered, built in Marion, Ohio.
What about Doc Brown, superintendent of the city schools, county commissioner, mayor?
And a World War II veteran.
There you
My
go.
My understanding is he was a tank commander.
So, you know, and was he born in Marion or did he commute here? I don't know.
That I don't know. I mean, we got a lot of notable people here in Marion. But it depends. Famous people born in Marion, Ohio. Is it strictly born in the city? Of Marion, Ohio.
Well, I don't even think it's born in Marion from the list that I'm seeing. Because
mm-hmm.
Jim Thorpe was born in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't quite understand this list. But again, maybe it's just being published on a website. I guess I hope people go there and read about these people. But, you know, I mean, there just seems to be some kind of a... I guess I'll have to read the articles when they're written and see exactly what they're doing. Because apparently they've got this thing about, did you know? So I don't, are they like highlighting their careers and then telling something that we don't know about them?
Here's another one. Danny Day. Arts and entertainment. Renowned artist and sculptor.
Well, that's not, you know, I'm trying to figure Martha Douse.
Well, have you ever heard of Elsie Janis?
No.
Now, this is one I really like the description here. Popular singer and actress from the silent film era. So hopefully she was singing after they got the talkies in.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
See the things you can learn?
Janis. Say what?
I said, that's very interesting.
I mean, you know, I could be an egotistical nut and say, I'm famous. When my quadcopter got stuck in the hilt of Lady Justice, the Daily Mail, UK, the story went viral.
Hey, I won an AP award and... Ted Williams announced he was running for president on my show, so do I get it in the list as well?
Depends on, you have to appear in print.
Oh, I did.
In more than.
When I interviewed Helen, my story went further than yours. When I interviewed Helen Thomas, I was on the BBC.
Well, the Daily Mail's UK.
Yeah, but we're talking television. I was in the Daily Mail and the BBC.
Well, I got, look my name up, you'll see footage from where, I can't remember which television station came up and interviewed me,
but
all over the place.
But I'm kidding in that, you know, I am not on this list, but it's just, you know, everybody's got some kind of claim to fame, I guess. But
I think those that are more valid are one that have contributed, in my mind, manufacturing, engineering, sciences.
Right. Let me get this in our last minute here. I got a message from Mary. Says, I grew up with Frederick Smith III. He lived over on DeFree Drive. In Marion. Frederick Smith was his grandpa. So, there's some connections.
Yeah.
So, we'll tell you.
Frederick Smith lived across the street from Mary Jo Stafford.
Oh, there you go. Well, and maybe, like I said yesterday, I'm not trying to down anybody, but, you know, I love George Gassotis. A lot of people knew George Gassotis, but I wouldn't necessarily put him on this list either. I mean, there's a lot of people who did a lot of very fantastic things.
But you know what I would like to find out? I wish old George was with us today. Maybe he knew, Shakaris.
Oh, he might. You're right. You never know. Hey, we're out of time. Well, we might talk some more about this tomorrow. I think it's a good conversation.
Better tomorrow.
Thank you. And for that, Scott Spears, amongst all the... Learn about Marian history. You know, that's not a bad idea. Learn where these traditions and things started. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in her...